All right, let's do this. Today, we are diving deep into Amazon shipping logistics.
Sounds good.
And, you know, I think a lot of people, when they're first starting out selling on Amazon, you know, they think about creating the product and they think about marketing the product and all that.
Yeah.
But one crucial piece is getting that product from where it's made to the customer's hands.
Absolutely.
And that is what we're talking about today, shipping and logistics.
Yeah. That's the bridge, right? That connects everything.
Bridge. I love that.
And I think a lot of sellers get really intimidated by this part.
Yes.
It's a little bit scary, right? All the paperwork and customs and regulations.
I remember when I first started out, it was completely overwhelming. I didn't even know where to begin.
Mm.
But that's why we're here today, to break it all down.
Exactly. We're going to demystify it. And hopefully by the end of this, you'll feel a lot more confident about navigating the world of Amazon shipping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be focusing on two main methods today.
Yeah.
Air freight and sea freight.
Right. The two big players in the game. It's like choosing your mode of transport. Do you want to hop on a jet plane or set sail on a cargo ship?
Right. Like, do you want speed or do you want affordability?
Exactly.
I kind of want both, but I know that's not always possible. So let's start with air freight. For those of us who need things like yesterday, is this the way to go?
If you're all about speed, air freight is definitely your best bet. We're talking 5 to 10 days to zip your products across the globe. It's like sending a package overnight, but on a global scale.
So if I've got a hot new product that's, you know, super trendy and I need to get it to my customers ASAP, air freight is the way to go.
Pretty much. It's perfect for those time-sensitive launches when you really need to capitalize on that initial hype.
Makes sense. But I'm guessing that speed comes with a price tag, right?
Oh, yeah. Think of it like a first-class plane ticket. Air freight is going to cost you a pretty penny, maybe 4 to 6 times more than sea freight.
Ouch.
Aww.
So maybe not the best option if I'm trying to, you know, bootstrap my business and keep costs low.
Right. If you're on a tight budget, air freight might not be the most sustainable option long-term.
Okay. So let's talk about the alternative then, sea freight. It's the budget-friendly option, but are we talking like snail mail speed here?
More like a slow boat to China, literally. We're talking 25 to 45 days at sea. It's definitely the tortoise to air freight's hair.
Wow, okay. So if I'm going the sea route, I need to be super organized and plan my inventory way in advance.
Absolutely. You need to be able to predict your inventory needs weeks, even months in advance.
That sounds pretty daunting, especially if you're a new seller and you're still figuring out your sales patterns.
It can be a challenge, but it's definitely manageable with the right tools and strategies.
Okay, so let's say I'm shipping something big and bulky, like, I don't know, furniture. Would air freight even be an option there?
Probably not the best choice. Air freight has some pretty strict weight and size restrictions. You're not going to be shipping a sofa on a Boeing 747 anytime soon.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
So, sea freight it is for those larger items.
Exactly. Plus, sea freight tends to be a bit gentler on those bulky items, less jostling around during transit.
Less jostling. So, I'm not going to get like a wobbly table when it arrives.
Exactly.
Okay. So, we've talked about speed and we've talked about cost, but I want to touch on something else. The environmental impact. Is there a clear winner when it comes to being eco-friendly?
Well, sea freight definitely gets the green light when it comes to carbon emissions. It's significantly more fuel efficient than air freight.
So if I'm trying to be a responsible seller and reduce my carbon footprint, sea freight is the way to go.
It's definitely the more sustainable option from an environmental perspective.
Okay, that's good to know. So let's summarize what we've learned so far. Air freight is fast, but expensive and not so great for the environment. Sea freight is slow, but affordable and eco-friendly. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a good overview.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that there are always trade-offs. There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right. It's all about finding the right balance for your business and your specific needs.
Exactly. And that's where careful planning and strategic decision-making come in. You need to weigh the pros and cons of each method and choose the one that best aligns with your goals.
All right. So I'm a new seller. I'm just starting out. And all of this is making my head spin a little. What's a good rule of thumb to follow when deciding between air and sea?
If you're just testing the waters, maybe you have a small batch of products and you want to get them to market quickly, air freight could be a good option to start with.
Okay, so air freight for those initial test runs. What about once I'm more established and I'm shipping larger quantities?
Once you have a better understanding of your sales patterns and you're shipping in bulk, sea freight is probably the more economical choice.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if I'm dealing with, like, really valuable items like electronics or jewelry, I'm always worried about things getting lost or damaged in transit.
That's a valid concern. And in those cases, air freight often provides better security and faster transit times, which can reduce the risk of damage or loss.
So air freight for those high-value, delicate items.
Got it.
But let's be real here. Even if I know which shipping method I want to use, I'm still clueless about how to actually make it happen. Like, how do I find a carrier? How do I fill out those customs forms? How do I even know where to start?
Well, that's where our trusty friends, the freight forwarders, come in.
Oh, yeah, the shipping superheroes. Tell me more about these magical beings. What do they actually do?
They're basically your shipping BFFs. They handle all the messy details, the paperwork, the customs, the carrier negotiations. They make sure your shipments get from point A to point B without any headaches.
So I wouldn't have to deal with all those complicated forms and regulations?
Nope. They've got you covered. They're like the experts in navigating the global shipping maze.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I'm starting to feel a lot less stressed already.
Yeah.
But how do I find a good freight forwarder? Is it like a secret society with a hidden handshake?
Not quite. But finding the right freight forwarder is crucial. We'll dive into that in more detail in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, so stay tuned for part two, where we'll demystify the world of freight forwarders and give you all the tips and tricks you need to find the perfect shipping partner for your Amazon business.
That'd be a good one.
Absolutely. And until then, happy shipping.
Happy shipping.
Okay, so last time we left off with this big cliffhanger about freight forwarders.
Right.
These kind of mysterious figures in the world of shipping.
They are a bit of a mystery at first, but honestly, once you get to know them and work with them,
right,
they can be a lifesaver.
So before we get into how to find them and all that, I want to understand a little bit more about what they do.
Sure.
So if I picture this correctly, in my mind, they're kind of like the in-between person between me, the Amazon seller,
yeah,
and the actual shipping companies, right? Like the cargo ships and the airplanes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so they're kind of like the middleman.
Yeah, think of it like, you know, you have your real estate agent who helps you find a house, your freight forwarder is like your shipping agent. They help you navigate all the complexities of international shipping.
So do they like shop around for the best rates from different carriers?
Yeah, exactly. They have relationships with all the major shipping lines, both air and sea.
Oh, okay.
And because they work with so many different clients,
yeah,
they have a lot of leverage to negotiate better rates.
So they're like the Costco of shipping.
I like that analogy. They get those bulk discounts and they pass those savings on to you.
Okay, I'm already liking these guys.
Yeah.
But is that all they do? Just negotiate rates and find me a good carrier?
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They do so much more.
Really? Like what?
So think about it. You've got your products made in, let's say, China.
Yeah.
You need to get them to an Amazon FBA warehouse in, let's say, the U.S.
Right.
A freight forwarder will handle that entire process from picking up your goods at the factory in China to getting them loaded onto a ship or a plane, dealing with all the customs paperwork, making sure they clear customs smoothly, and then delivering them to your FBA warehouse, all while keeping you updated every step of the way.
Oh my gosh, so they really do handle everything. Like a full-service shipping concierge.
Exactly. They take care of all the logistics so you can focus on what you do best, which is selling your products.
That's amazing. Okay, so I wouldn't have to like coordinate with different trucking companies and figure out customs forms and track shipments across the ocean.
Exactly, all those headaches, they take care of it.
Wow, so all I have to do is like pack my products and slap a label on them.
Pretty much, yeah.
That sounds way too easy.
Right.
There's got to be a catch, right?
Well, the catch is that you need to find a good freight forwarder.
Oh.
Because just like any industry, there are good ones and bad ones.
Right.
You don't want to end up with someone who's unreliable or doesn't communicate well.
So how do I find the good ones?
Yeah.
The shipping superheroes.
So first of all, do your research.
Yeah.
Don't just go with the first name that pops up on Google, right? Look for forwarders who specialize in shipping to Amazon FBA warehouses.
Okay. So experience with Amazon is key.
Exactly, because they understand all the specific requirements and deadlines that Amazon has.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do I know if they're actually good at what they do?
Well, online reviews are a good starting point.
Yeah.
But don't just rely on those. Talk to other Amazon sellers. Get referrals.
Okay, so word of mouth, basically.
Word of mouth is the best, right? Also, go to industry events. Network with people.
Oh, okay. So, like, talk to people in real life.
Exactly. Real life conversation.
Real life, yeah.
Because you can get a much better sense of who they are and how they operate.
Okay. I like that. So networking is key. So Let's say I've got a short list of potential candidates.
Yeah.
What's the next step? Do I like put them through a shipping obstacle course or something?
Well, not quite an obstacle course, but you definitely want to put them to the test.
That's true.
Get quotes from each forwarder on your list. Be very specific about your shipment. What are you shipping? How much does it weigh? What are the dimensions? Where's it coming from? Where's it going? How fast do you need it there?
So basically give them all the details, the fidget spinner rundown.
Exactly. The more information you provide, the more accurate their quote will be.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this will help you compare apples to apples.
Right. No hidden surprises later on.
Exactly.
But it's not all about price.
Right.
Like the cheapest quote isn't always the best option.
Absolutely not. You want to consider their experience, their range of services, and very importantly, their communication style.
Oh.
You want someone who is responsive, who's proactive, who keeps you in the loop every step of the way.
So good communication is key.
Communication is everything.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
You want to feel like you're working with a partner, not just a vendor.
Right. Like someone I can actually trust.
Exactly.
What about insurance? Is that something I need to worry about, or do freight forwarders usually handle that?
That's a great question. And yes, you should definitely ask about insurance coverage.
Okay.
What their claims process is like, because accidents do happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things get lost or damaged in transit. You want to make sure you're protected.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better to be safe than sorry, especially when you've got a container full of valuable fidget spinners out there on the high seas.
Exactly.
Okay. So I've done my research. I've got my quotes. I've found a forwarder that seems like a good fit. What happens next? Do I just like hand over my fidget spinners and say, see you later?
Not quite. You still want to be involved in the process, right?
Oh, okay.
Communicate regularly, ask questions, stay informed about the status of your shipments.
So I shouldn't just assume everything's running smoothly because I've hired a professional.
Right. It's a collaboration.
Okay.
You're both working towards the same goal, which is getting your products to your customers safely, efficiently, and on time.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I need to stay in the loop, keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm feeling much more confident about this whole freight forwarder thing now.
That's great.
But before we move on to the next topic.
Yeah.
I think it's worth revisiting some of those common shipping mistakes we talked about earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Because let's be honest, even with a freight forwarder by my side, I could still mess things up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even with the best freight forwarder, you're still the captain of your ship, so to speak.
Okay, so Captain, what are some common mistakes I should watch out for?
All right. Well, one that I see a lot is assuming that air freight is always the answer, especially when you're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
We've all been there, right? You panic. You need to get your product out there quickly.
Yeah, right.
And you just automatically think air freight.
Yeah, but you forget about that price difference.
Exactly. Sometimes the cost of air freight just doesn't make sense, especially if you plan ahead and factor in those longer lead times for sea freight.
Okay. Lesson learned. Slow and steady can sometimes win the race. What about those customs fees?
Yeah.
Even with a freight forwarder, those can still be a bit of a nightmare, right?
Yeah. Customs can be tricky, but a good forwarder will be upfront about potential costs.
Okay.
And they'll help you factor those into your budget.
Okay. So transparency is key.
Definitely.
They'll also make sure your products are classified correctly. Right.
Which can make a big difference in how much you end up paying.
Okay, so attention to detail is important there.
Very important, yes.
And what about overstocking? I know we talked about that before, but it's worth repeating, right?
Absolutely.
Because those storage fees can really eat into your profits.
They can, yeah. It's like death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Right. Each individual fee seems small, but then they add up and suddenly you're like, wait a minute.
Exactly. So that's why demand forecasting is so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to have a good grasp of your sales patterns, seasonality, you know, any upcoming promotions that might impact demand.
So basically, I need to become a master of predicting the future.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of forecasting goes a long way.
Okay, I'll get my crystal ball out. Any other common mistakes I should be aware of?
Well, one that often gets overlooked is failing to plan for seasonal delays.
Oh, okay.
This is especially important during peak periods like the holidays, you know?
Right, right.
Everyone is trying to ship everything at the same time, and that can lead to major bottlenecks.
So even if I have a great freight forwarder,
mm-hmm.
my fidget spinners might still get stuck in a shipping container traffic jam.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Ports get congested, carriers get overloaded, weather can always throw a wrench in the best laid plans.
Right.
So that's why it's crucial to build in some extra lead time during peak seasons
Okay.
and communicate proactively with your customers about potential delays.
Got it. So under promise and over deliver, especially when it comes to shipping.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other words of wisdom before we wrap up this part of our deep dive?
Well, one last tip. Be consistent with your shipping methods. Jumping back and forth between air and sea can create logistical headaches
Yeah.
and make it harder to track your inventory.
So pick a lane and stick with it, unless there's a really good reason to switch.
Exactly, like a sudden surge in demand or a time-sensitive product launch.
Okay, consistency is key. Got it. I'm feeling much more enlightened about the world of freight forwarders and all the things I need to watch out for.
I'm glad to hear that.
But now I'm kind of curious about what happens once my products are actually on their way.
Right.
Like, how do I track them? How do I make sure they arrive safely and on time?
Well, that's a whole other can of worms, but luckily for you, we're going to dive into all of that in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, so stay tuned for part three, where we'll explore the exciting world of shipment tracking, customs clearance, and all the other adventures that await your precious cargo on its journey to Amazon fulfillment centers.
Can't wait. It's going to be a wild ride.
It always is. Until then, happy shipping.
Happy shipping.
Okay, so we've talked about air freight, sea freight, those mysterious freight forwarders, and all the potential pitfalls that await unsuspecting Amazon sellers.
It's a jungle out there.
It is, it is. But now I'm curious, what happens once my products are actually on their way?
Ah, the Great
Yeah,
Migration.
like how do I track them? How do I know they're not just floating around aimlessly in the middle of the ocean?
Well, luckily in today's world, we have some pretty sophisticated tracking systems.
Okay, good, because I'm already getting anxiety just thinking about my fidget spinners lost at sea. So how does this tracking thing work?
Basically, every shipment gets assigned a unique tracking number. Think of it like a digital fingerprint.
Okay, so like a social security number for my fidget spinners. Got it.
Exactly. And using that tracking number, you can monitor your shipment's progress every step of the way. You can see when it leaves the factory, when it arrives at the port, when it clears customs, when it gets loaded onto a truck, and finally, when it arrives at the Amazon FBA warehouse.
Wow, so I could basically stock my fidget spinners online.
Pretty much. Most carriers and freight forwarders have their own online tracking portals where you can enter your tracking number and get real-time updates on your shipment's location and status.
Okay, that's reassuring. I won't have to stay up all night refreshing the page, right?
Well, you can if you want, but usually you'll get email or text notifications whenever there's a major update, like when your shipment clears customs or arrives at its destination.
Okay, so I can relax a little, knowing that my fidget spinners are being watched over by the digital gods of shipping.
Exactly. And you know, proactive communication is key here. If you're working with a freight forwarder, they should be keeping you in the loop about your shipment's progress.
Right, and I should feel comfortable reaching out to them if I have any questions or concerns.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask for updates, clarify timelines, or just generally make sure everyone's on the same page.
Okay, communication is key. Got it. But what about customs? We talked about those dreaded customs forms before. How do I make sure my fidget spinners don't get stuck in customs limbo?
That's where those freight forwarders really earn their superhero capes. They're the experts in navigating the complex world of customs regulations.
So they'll make sure all my paperwork is in order and my fidget spinners comply with all the rules.
Exactly. They know all the codes, the classifications, the documentation requirements. They'll make sure your shipments sail through customs without any hiccups.
Okay, so I can breathe a sigh of relief and leave the customs wrangling to the pros. But what about those horror stories you hear about shipments getting seized or delayed in customs? Does that actually happen?
It can happen, but it's usually due to some kind of error or oversight in the documentation or labeling. That's why it's so important to work with a reputable freight forwarder who knows their stuff. They'll double-check everything to make sure your shipments comply with all the regulations and minimize the risk of any customs delays.
Okay, so basically, find a good freight forwarder and trust them to handle the customs magic. But what happens if, by some unfortunate twist of fate, my shipment does get delayed or, worse, lost? Am I just out of luck?
Well, that's where insurance comes in. We talked about that before, but it's worth repeating. Make sure your shipments are properly insured so that you're covered in case of any unexpected events.
Okay, so insurance is my safety net. Got it. But let's say everything goes smoothly. My fidget spinners clear customs without a hitch. They arrive at the Amazon FBA warehouse safe and sound. What happens next? Do they just magically appear on Amazon's website?
Not quite magic, but almost. Once your shipment arrives at the FBA warehouse, Amazon takes over. They'll unpack your products, inspect them, label them, and add them to your inventory.
So it's like they're joining the fidget spinner army, ready to be deployed to eager customers across the land.
Exactly. And from there, it's all about marketing, sales, and customer service. Your job is to make sure those fidget spinners fly off the virtual shelves.
Challenge accepted. Wow, we've covered so much ground today. From air freight to sea freight, freight forwarders, customs, tracking, insurance, and FBA. I feel like I've earned my Amazon shipping black belt.
You have. And, you know, what's amazing is that this entire process, from factory to customer, can happen in a matter of weeks, even with sea freight.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it. We live in a world where we can literally ship products across the globe with just a few clicks. It's like science fiction come to life.
It is. And it's a testament to the power of globalization and the interconnectedness of our world.
Well said. You know, what I've realized through this whole deep dive is that shipping doesn't have to be a daunting or mysterious process. With the right knowledge, the right partners, and a little bit of planning, it can actually be a pretty smooth and even, dare I say, enjoyable experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about taking it one step at a time, asking questions, and learning as you go.
And remember, there are always resources available to help you along the way, whether it's online guides, industry forums, or even just talking to other sellers. You don't have to navigate this world alone.
Exactly. The Amazon seller community is incredibly supportive, and there's a wealth of knowledge out there just waiting to be shared.
So, to all our listeners out there who are feeling a little overwhelmed by the world of Amazon shipping, take a deep breath, do your research, and remember, you've got this.
You've got this.
And on that note, we're signing off for today. Thanks for joining us on this shipping adventure.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, happy selling, and of course, happy shipping.
Happy shipping.